The little old man wanted to pull Pinocchio's ears. Think how he felt when, upon searching for them, he discovered that he had forgotten to make them. All he could do was to seize Pinocchio by the back of the neck and take him home. As he was doing so, he shook him two or three times and said to him angrily,
"We're going home now. When we get home, then we'll settle this matter."
Pinocchio, on hearing this, threw himself on the ground and refused to take another step. One person after another gathered around the two. Some said one thing, some another.
"Poor Marionette," called out a man. "I am not surprised he doesn't want to go home. Geppetto, no doubt, will beat him unmercifully, he is so mean and cruel."
"Geppetto looks like a good man," added another, "but with boys he's a real tyrant. If we leave that poor Marionette in his hands, he may tear him to pieces."
They said so much that, finally, the Carabineer ended matters by setting Pinocchio at liberty and dragging Geppetto to prison. The poor old fellow did not know how to defend himself, but wept and wailed like a child, and said between his sobs,
"Ungrateful boy! To think I tried so hard to make you a well-behaved Marionette! I deserve it, however. I should have given the matter more thought."
What happened after this is an almost unbelievable story, but you may hear it, dear children, in the chapters that follow. End of chapter.